Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A United Nations team in Syria is packing up and getting ready to leave Syria tomorrow. The investigators have finished collecting evidence from the site of last week's alleged chemical weapons attack. World leaders are waiting for the results of the UN inspector's investigation, but the U.S. says it's already seen enough evidence of a poison gas attack near Damascus and is almost certain Syria's Assad regime was responsible. This moment, Secretary of State John Kerry is releasing details of an intelligence report on the attack in Syria. The Obama administration was dealt a blow, though, in its mission to secure international backing for strikes. The majority of the British Parliament rejected Prime Minister David Cameron's bid to stand with the U.S. on the Syria crisis. We'll get to how that affects Cameron in a moment. But first, we look at the U.S.'s other options. Support from France and its President François Hollande. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Though Britain is now out of the coalition, Hollande says military action led by America, France, and their Arab allies could take place before the French Parliament meets next Wednesday. The French president does not need the approval of Parliament to act. Hollande's comments were part of an extensive interview given to Le Monde newspaper. Hollande said the military response to the Syrian regime's use of chemical weapons would be proportional but firm. He said the objective was not to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad, but to show that using chemical weapons against innocent civilians is unacceptable. The French Defense Ministry confirmed that a French frigate equipped with anti-ballistic missiles was headed for Syrian waters. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Meanwhile, one British official says the UK has to do some soul-searching about its future role in the world. And as Larry Miller reports from London, Cameron may be forced to do the same when it comes to his political future.
Cameron humiliated reads the headline in the London Times, with variations of that in most other British papers, after the House of Commons vote in which 30 of Cameron's own party refused to back an attack on Syria. The Prime Minister acknowledged defeat.
I get that, and the government will act accordingly.
The opposition's Ed Miliband says Cameron's been taught a lesson.
The problem is that David Cameron was engaging in cavalier and reckless leadership.
Conservative Richard Bacon voted against his government despite last-minute pressure from Cameron.
The fact that I'm not pulling the trigger doesn't lessen my own moral involvement in this.
The defeat has raised questions over Cameron's political future. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Reuters News is reporting two more car bombings in Iraq that killed 11 people and wounded 10 in the northern town of Tuzkurmato. The Iraq branch of al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for attacks earlier this week that killed more than 80. Most of the casualties were in Shiite-dominated neighborhoods in the capital. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 55 points at 14,785, NASDAQ off 29, and the S&P 500 down 7. This is NPR News. Consumer spending in the U.S. barely budged last month. The Commerce Department says it rose just a tenth of a percent. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
Consumers largely held onto their money as incomes also went up only slightly. They spent fewer dollars on appliances and cars. Spending on services was flat. Economist Hugh Johnson says it's clear the economy got off to a slow start in the third quarter, but he still believes the Fed will likely begin tapering its bond buying stimulus next month.
The consensus is probably going to be right, and that in September the Federal Reserve will begin to reduce its stimulus or buying. But believe me, this number raises lots of doubts.
Also weighing on the Fed's decision will be the August employment numbers due out next week. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is directing a scathing attack at the opposition BJP party, accusing them of hurting investor sentiment by repeatedly disrupting the work of Parliament. Here's the latest from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
There is no reason to believe that we are going down the hill, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh told Parliament. A veteran economist, Singh said that while the rupee's sudden decline was a shock, it will discourage imports and help India's exports as its goods are now cheaper overseas. Singh said the rupee slide was due to the expected winding down of the U.S. Fed's monetary stimulus, which has pumped cheap money into the wider economy, including emerging markets such as India. India is absorbing more than it's producing, and the Prime Minister promised his government would reduce the unsustainably large current account deficit undermining the currency. He said there is no reversing the opening of the economy. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRBS. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. We're going to go back now to 1989. It is currently, for many of us, lunchtime. Here is the late Albert Collins with a little lesson on etiquette. Bon appetit.
This world I just can't stand, just being at the table with an ill-mannered man. Now if he's sitting on your left, before you can eat a bite, he'll reach across your plate, and you know that ain't right. Now I like to eat as well as any man, but there's some rules a fool should understand. When you had one little helping and want an extra piece of cake, I tell everybody, don't go reaching across my plate. I was at a party last night at Over Big Mary. Cat reached across my plate, got his coat sleeve in my gravy. I didn't say a word, just looked him dead in the eye. He reached across my plate and cut him a piece of pie. Now I don't care if you did it for a prank. I don't care if you had a drink, especially when I'm out or with my date. Now don't you go reaching across my plate. At a party last week, there was some high-class folks. Everything on the table, and that ain't no joke. Had barbecue possum, rattlesnake gravy, chicken fried skunk, and it smelled real crazy. Everything went fine, but one thing made me blue. A cat reached across my plate for some armadillo stew. Now when you're at the table, you act real nice. You say, pass me that, or pass me the pie. But just because you hungry and happen to come in late, don't you go reaching across my plate. Pass some of that turkey over there, baby. Now don't give me none of that skunk. I don't want none of that. I beg your pardon. If this cat stop reaching across my plate, I can make me ask for something. I'll pass me a little of that turkey, that baby.
First time I met you, you blew me away. Oh, and even though you're gone, gone, you're gonna stay. Your memory lingers on. Maybe why you had to do me so wrong. Talk about wrecking your happy home. Yeah, you got some kind of nerve, girl, to come on that strong. You know damn well I never asked you to come along. Yeah, you pushed me and you pulled me. And then you tore my heart apart. And then you took me and then you shook me. And then you left me all alone in the dark. Oh, Katrina, what have you done? Oh, my sweet Crescent City, it's almost gone since you came along. I can't go home.
Anders Osborne from his disc Coming Down. That disc came out in 2007. And, of course, a piece called Oh Katrina. And before we heard Anders Osborne, we heard Albert Collins from 1989. Albert doing a number called Don't Go Reaching Across My Plate. Anders Osborne was living in New Orleans. He's been a resident of New Orleans for many years now. And, of course, yesterday was the 8th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina coming hitting the Louisiana and Mississippi coast and ending up costing over 1,800 lives mostly in Mississippi and Louisiana. We're going to commemorate that event and to some extent also, well, a few other events like that, but that one definitely brought home the power of the flood to many, many people or the potential for flooding many people. Here in the United States, and particularly in Louisiana. We're going to turn to Irma Thomas next. She was one of many artists that were involved in a an effort by Nonesuch Records that resulted in a disc called Our New Orleans 2005. It was a benefit album for victims of Katrina. Featured all sorts of people again, Dr. John, Alan Toussaint, Dave L. Crawford, Buckwheat Zydeco, Dr. Michael White, Eddie Bowe, The Wild Magnolias, a Dirty Dozen Brass Band, Carol Fran, Beausoleil, Preservation Hall. It's a really a good disc, and of course it sort of brings back memories of that time. Here is Irma Thomas with a really wonderful replication of the old Bessie Smith classic from 1927, Backwater Blues.
When it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night, when it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark at night, there was trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. I woke up this morning, couldn't even get out of my door. Enough trouble to make a poor woman wonder where she's gonna go. They rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Say they rowed a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. I packed up all my clothes, throwed them in, and they rode me along. Well, it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow. Said it thundered and lightning, and the winds began to blow. Thousands of people, they had no place to go. I went out and I stood on a high old lonesome hill. I went out and I stood on a high old lonesome hill. I looked down on the high
blue. I got the blue.
Sonny Landreth on guitar and vocals with special guest Mark Knopfler also on guitar on that track. A number entitled Blue Tarp Blues from Sonny's disc From the Reach. That disc came out in 2008. And, of course, all of us that were going through New Orleans at various times after Katrina were definitely saddened by that sea of blue tarps that would cover what was left of a lot of roofs. The houses and businesses in New Orleans for months and months after Katrina. And before we heard Sonny, of course, we heard Irma Thomas from the disc Our New Orleans 2005, the Benefit album. Irma doing a cover of the Bessie Smith tune, Backwater Blues. Irma in 2006 would come out with a post-Katrina disc themed that way. It was called After the Rain, and she won a very well-deserved Grammy for her efforts on that disc. And she had a lot of fine Louisiana musicians with her on that effort. David Torganowski, Sonny Landreth was on also on that disc. Dirk Powell, not originally Louisianian, but David Egan was a very, very fine disc. That tune by that we heard Irma Thomas do, that old Bessie Smith number, Backwater Blues, wasn't about the 1927 flood of the Mississippi River. And, of course, before Katrina, a lot of people had never heard of the flood or heard very little of it. And, of course, a lot of those stories came back, and studies of that flood, it was that in itself, a 27 event, was catastrophic. So definitely that one and Katrina fit together historically in many regards. Bessie Smith had written that tune, though, Backwater Blues, not about the Mississippi flood, but about a flood that she witnessed while she was in Nashville as part of a performing troupe or whatever. Anyway, apparently she was recounting her own experiences about that Nashville flood. That was in February of 1927 that she recorded that tune. And because it was already out there and a lot of people were familiar with it, it became one of the best-known pieces, best-known recordings about the 1927 flood. She recorded another tune in March of that year, the next month, a piece called Muddy Water, a Mississippi Moan. Here is Bessie Smith from that particular recording. She's got some great artists with her. Fletcher Henderson is on piano. Coleman Hawkins is on a clarinet on this piece. Again, Bessie Smith, Muddy Water.
The a country town. Said we're back in the east. Tupelo, Mississippi. One Friday evening, a dark cloud rolled. Started raining. Night and day. The people of Tupelo begin to get worried. The Lord have mercy. Who can be turned to now?
John Lee Hooker from his album Chill Out, a number called Tupelo. He first recorded that back in 1960. It supposedly commemorates the effects of the 1927 flood on the Mississippi town Tupelo. Some say it didn't happen, or the song isn't actually written by someone that was there, whatever, is that authoritative, but very, very interesting number by John Lee Hooker commemorating one of the great floods that occurred here in the U.S. Of course, this time of year, we are thinking about Katrina and Rita 8 years ago, at least if you live in this part of Louisiana, or a little east of us, or a little west of us. And again, after Katrina, there was a lot of reflection about the 1927 flood that had wreaked so much havoc on the Mississippi Valley and denizens thereabout. We're going to turn to another song from that era. A lot of blues artists recorded pieces about the flood. We heard Bessie Smith. We heard Irma Thomas' version of Bessie Smith's Backwater Blues. That was the most famous. But Blind Lemon Jefferson recorded one. Lonnie Johnson. The list goes on and on. And in that list, Charlie Patton, who is often considered the founder of Delta Blues or the godfather of Delta Blues, he recorded a song about the flood. Back in October of 1929, when he was up in Grafton, Wisconsin, recording for Paramount Records. Here is Charlie Patton with High Water Everywhere.
The backwater done rolls around some now. Show me down that line. Backwater done rolls around some now. Show Charlie down that line. I was going to the hill country, but it got me back. Now Louisiana, Lila, still was rising high. Louisiana, boy, down Lila, still was raging high.
Boy, it's rising over there, yeah.
I'm going to move over to Greenville, before I tell you goodbye. Louisiana water, that Lord is a brook, road goes everywhere. The water at Greenville and Lila, knowing that road everywhere.
Boy, you can't never see ya.
I would go down the road there, but they tell me it's water there. Now the water there, mama, just up y'all this town. Well, they tell me the water just up y'all this town.
Boy, I'm going to big work.
Well, I'm going to big work.
Charlie Conan is still a gone shore.
Barlow County, one is down over at Tallahassee.
Boy, when Tallahassee, you got it over there.
Lord, the water that rests on that old Jackson Road. Lord, the water that rages over the Jackson Road.
Boy, you got my claws.
I'm going back to the hill country, won't be one no more.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Come rushing in. for my baby, but my sweet angel was not around. I searched all over for my baby, but you know she cannot be found. Bearing
in Dirty Water. That was Chris Thomas King from his disc Rise that came out in 2006. Chris was in New Orleans when Katrina hit. He had to hightail it out of there, and he had an interesting story about sneaking back through some of the roadblocks to see if his home was still there while the city was still cordoned off by authorities. Chris Thomas King. Chris is originally from Baton Rouge. His father is Tabby Thomas, well-known Baton Rouge blues artist, and Chris himself, of course, has had some good success in the blues. He played Tommy Johnson in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He's a very, very talented guy. And he was preceded by Charlie Patton. We heard Charlie Patton from October of 1929 doing his High Water Everywhere, another song commemorating the 1927 Mississippi flood. Chris Thomas King's song, of course, about the effects of Katrina. We're going to stick with another New Orleans denizen, though one that lived in New Orleans many, many years ago. He was raised in the same orphanage as Louis Armstrong. We're talking about Champion Jack Dupree, the fine barrel house pianist that ended up living in Switzerland for the last part of his life, but he would come back for New Orleans jazz and heritage festivals, that sort of thing. Here he is, Jack Dupree, recorded in 1941 in Chicago with a number called Junker Blues. This tune would later provide the genesis for Fats Domino's The Fat Man.
¶¶ call, they call me a junko, 'cause I'm loaded all the time. I don't use no reefer, I be knocked out with that engine wine. 6 months, 6 months and no, and 1 year ain't no time. They got boys in penitentiary doing from 9 to 99. I was standing on the corner with my reefers in my hand. Upstairs, the sergeant took my reefers out my hand. And my sister sniff cocaine. I don't use no junk, I'm the nicest boy you ever seen. My mother, she told me, and my father told me too, that junk is a bad habit, why don't you leave it too? Sister, she even told me, and my grandma told me too, that using junk, partner, was gonna be the death of you.
Get down on it, boy. Lay your racket, boy. Lay your racket. Boy, this whiskey here sure is good. I believe I'll go back home. I believe I'll go back home. Cause this life I'm living won't let me stay here long. Lay it down, boy. Down, son. Boy, this is gonna be a killer. I know you know your stuff, boy. Lay it on down. His wife is gone, but she was all right with me. Wife is gone, but she was all right with me. He would give her $94, and she would give me $93. Oh, beat it, boy, beat it. Boy, knock a hole in it. Push up on it, boy. Push up on it. I believe I'll make a change. I believe I'll make a change. Gonna turn off this gas stove, I'm bound for a brand new range.
From August of 1934, one of the most famous blues duets ever to record. That was Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Carr on vocals and piano, Blackwell on guitar, a number called I Believe I'll Make a Change. And, of course, melodically, that was the basis for Robert Johnson's I Believe I'll Dust My Broom. A lot of Leroy Carr's music was replicated by blues artists, still is, in fact. Definitely some classic blues. Champion Jack Dupree was heard right before Leroy Carr and Blackwell. He apparently had met the two when he was in Indianapolis many, many years ago. We heard Jack Dupree from 1941 doing a number called Junker Blues, again, one that influenced Fats Domino. And we mentioned a lot of great blues by Leroy Carr being covered by others. Case in point would be Eric Clapton's version of How Long Blues on his Grammy Award-winning disc From the Cradle that came out in 94. Here is Eric Clapton on blues and guitar with that 1928 Leroy Carr classic.
Went to the station, didn't see no train. Down in the hall, I have an aching pain. For how long, how long, baby, how long? I feel disgusted, I feel so bad. Thinking about the good time that I once had had. How long, how long, baby, how long? I could see the green grass growing on the hill. I ain't seen no green though on a dollar bill. How long, how long? You're gonna be sorry, you feel so blue. When you won't be, baby, I declare I won't want you. How long, how long, baby, how long? Don't have no money for to ride the train. I would ride the rods, baby, to be with you again. How long? How long? Baby, how long? How long? Baby, how long? Must I keep my watching call? How long, baby, how long?
Eric Clapton with the old Leroy Carr tune, How Long Blues, again from Clapton's 1994 release, From the Cradle. He won a Grammy for that one in the category of Best Traditional Blues. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on American Roots, followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio. And this program is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and member-supported. Thanks all of you out there, underwriters and members, that keep us on the air with your contributions. Taking us up to the top of the hour, Louisiana piano man and Chicago blues artist at the same time, Henry Gray. A number called Gray's Bounce from his disc Lucky Man. Have a great weekend.